The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, and welcome to Happy Hour. Who's here for the first time at Happy Hour? Can I see a show of hands? Great, excellent. Yay, welcome, welcome, welcome. Especially to new people and to everyone, welcome to IMC. So, the main part of our practice together is a guided meditation that I'll guide you through, and I'll say a few things about the theme at a time, and then it will be a guided meditation. Then we'll have, tonight I hope we'll have time for some interactive exercise in community. So, and everything you need to know will be shared with you during the guided meditation. So whether you're a beginner practitioner or not, you are absolutely welcome. We're glad you're here. You belong here. So, the topic I'd like to reflect on tonight and for the guided meditation is the topic of happiness. Happy hour. You know, it's only appropriate that we do an inquiry or meditation now and then that has to do with happiness directly. So this one is inspired by a student of mine. It's such a privilege to be able to talk with my students and support them. Their practice really inspires me, and I hope that my practice inspires them. It's a give and receive. And this particular, today's happy hour guided meditation is dedicated to this particular student of mine who is doing a long retreat right now, a 6-month retreat that they were inspired to do about a year ago, and were both inspired and intimidated, and now they're doing it, and various layers are shedding off, more and more layers of patterning, etc. Beautiful, just beautiful, inspiring. And they shared this insight with me, which is really the inspiration for tonight's practice that I'd like to share with you. So they are self-identified person who wasn't happy, who wasn't happy with their life. You know, self, you know, like, this is not right, that's not right, I'll never be happy, kind of that's the narrative that many of us might be familiar with, either in general or sometimes, like, oh, this will never be right, I'm not happy about this, this is not right, that's not right. And what they shared with me is through this practice, through this intense, dedicated, inspiring practice they've done, they just realized nothing in their life needs to be different for them to be happy. Nothing needs to be any different in their life for them to have well-being. And that is such a radical stance, in a way, in today's society, where everybody's trying to sell you something and give you something or make you want, oh, if you have this kind of car, you'll be happy. If you have this kind of house, then you'll be happy. If you wear these kinds of clothes, then you'll be happy. Oh, if you have these number of likes on this social media, then you will be happy. So, oh, it's outside, it's this, or if you have this relationship, or if you have this friendship, or if you have this, or if you have whatever, fame, fortune, whatever it is, then you will be happy. When the conditions are perfect in your life, then you'll be happy. And that is something that we don't examine, we buy into, in a way, especially being in this society, we kind of buy into. the fairy tale, you know. Especially when we were younger, we have this idea of fairy tale of, oh, this and that, and everything will work out, then I'll be happy. Big house, etc., etc., then I'll be happy. But really, what's radical about practicing, about this practice, about this Buddhist practice, is to see, to really, really see as this student, as this practitioner, this yogi is just beautifully has had deep insight to it. It's that no conditions need to be different. And happiness is a choice you make. It's actually, this was the title of a book that came out, I think, a year or two ago, about this person who had done a lot of interviews. They had interviewed people who were octogenarians, I think, or maybe they were in hospice. I don't remember the details. And the title of the book was Happiness is a Choice You Make. And I love the title of that book. I actually wrote that down on a piece of paper and had it on my monitor for a while. Yeah, happiness is a choice you make. Not to say that the conditions couldn't be different, not to say that we don't work in the world to change the conditions, that we just say, oh, it's all fine. It doesn't mean that. It means that our well-being, our happiness, is not dependent on external conditions, that we recognize that there's a wellspring of well-being and happiness within us that is independent of external conditions, that we can be happy no matter what. Again, we continue to work in the world, to offer ourselves, offer our heart, both for ourselves and others, out of love, but not out of wanting this thing that's lacking, missing, this happiness thing. It's already here. And what this practitioner shared with me is that ever since they've had this realization, there has been so much more space in their mind to actually appreciate all the blessings, all the goodness that's already available in their life. So much to be grateful for, to actually turn the mind to that and appreciate everything that's here instead of looking for what's lacking, what's missing, and how to relate to oneself moving forward in that way. Anyway, so that is food for thought, and now I will lead you in a guided meditation with this inspiration. And just to say that during the guided meditation, especially for those who are new, there will be things that I will guide you, I will invite you. See how you can make them work for you. Each person is different, and some invitations may not work for you. Instead of being in a conflictual relationship, like, oh, I have to make this work, oh, see how you can make it work for you, given your background, your conditioning, your heart, your mind. You have permission to make it work for you instead of fighting. So this is the time that I always say, if you need more cushions for your back, for your feet, this is the time to go get them. Please don't be shy. You're invited to be comfortable during this practice period. Especially if you're sitting in a chair and your feet are not quite flat on the floor, please get up and get a cushion for under your feet so that they can be flat on the floor, touching a cushion or the earth as you're sitting. Okay, so see what your body needs. Maybe it needs to move a little bit. Maybe your shoulders need to move, your arms, maybe your neck. Give it a little bit of TLC, tender loving care. Ah, maybe move your torso a little back and forth to find your seat, the center of gravity. Find your seat. Landing. Landing in your seat. Allowing your your eyes to close if that's comfortable for you. If not, you can have a soft, soft gaze in front of you. Very soft, right in front. Receiving light. Ever so gently. Landing in this moment. Letting your base touch the cushion, touch the chair. Be supported, grounded from the inside. Sitting upright from the inside, being supported. Not so much feeling you have to push yourself with your muscles, but relaxing the muscles of your arm, of your body, your face. Your shoulders relaxing, softening, letting go. Relaxing your fingers, especially if they're holding tight. Notice there's any tension in the fingers. Relaxing your hands, your palms. As if they're lighter. Imagine your hands are just a little lighter now. Relaxing your arms, the entire arms. Your chest. Your abdomen, your belly. Relaxing your sit bones, softening your sit bones. Relaxing your legs, your upper legs and lower legs. Inviting yourself to land in this body, in this moment. Landing, just landing. Letting the breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, move in and out however they wish. It's not so much that you are breathing. The breath is breathing you. The breath has been breathing you all this time, all these years. So don't make it into a project right now. Letting the breath move in and out your abdomen, whether it's deep or shallow. Simply allow your attention, your awareness to rest. and the sensations of the breath in the general area of the abdomen. Each breath like a lullaby, calming, soothing. Opening up to the whole body breathing. Imagining the whole body is breathing in, breathing out. Fluffy, fluffy. Not so exacting or precise, but perhaps imagining this whole body, the rough outline of the body. Softly filling with air. And exhaling. Again, don't make it into a project. Just inviting this image if it's helpful for you. It's just to invite some softening of the body, some relaxation, a feeling of spaciousness. Spaciousness inside. If you notice your body has gotten tight, relax a little more. Bring attention to any muscles that are holding tension right now. And invite them to soften, 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 soften. Give up the tension. Give up. Give up the doing. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, nothing to think about. If you're being visited by lots of thoughts and plans, just put them down. Put them down. Not out of conflict, but with respect. Just put them down. Thank you, thoughts, but not now. I'm giving myself to this practice. I've brought myself here, all the way here for a reason. Returning, allowing the breath, the body, calming the soothing of the breath, each breath. And the preciousness of this fleeting moment. 99% of our thoughts are repetitive anyway. Just put them down for now. Allowing something else to arise. Noticing the breath within the body, helping ground you. The body can help ground you, tether you to right here, right now. Just this in-breath. just this out-breath. I'd like to invite you to notice if there are any areas in your body that feel comfortable. Maybe pleasant. Maybe calm. Soothed. Maybe light and fluffy. Noticing if there are any areas. Inviting yourself to notice. Maybe your hands are feeling warm and comfortable. Or the movement of the breath in your belly is pleasant, is calming. Maybe your chest is vibrating with some pleasant feelings. Maybe just sitting here, the body relaxed. Giving up its tension into the earth, landing. Maybe that's just simply pleasant. Just sitting and breathing for a moment. Just sitting and breathing. Wherever there is this sense of calm, pleasant, ease, let it nurture you. Resting in it, opening to it, letting it grow. Letting it grow, inviting it. Not stretching it so much, but inviting it. Not an act of will, but an invitation. Inviting it to spread. Wherever it wishes to spread. In your body, in your heart, in your mind. Inviting it to expand. And there could be other unpleasant feelings in the body. Maybe there's some pain sensation somewhere here and there. But that's okay. They can be coexistent. There could be even challenging emotions or thoughts. That's fine too. They don't have to take center stage. be all that there is. Inviting this pleasantness, inviting that to expand. And with each breath, as if a fire is being fanned, and it keeps growing and growing. Let the feeling of pleasantness expand through your body and beyond the edges of your body. As if cotton candy spreading from your body, spreading on its own in its fluffiness and sweetness. Might be very, very subtle, ever so subtle. Maybe expanded beyond the edges of your body. Soft, fluffy, gentle, mild. And you can rest in it. And rest. Don't make it so effortful. These are just invitations. Maybe an image comes to your mind of you resting in ease, and that's it. Very simple. Whichever way works for you, simply becoming in touch with a kernel of well-being. The kernel of well-being present here and now. Your capacity for well-being, for happiness. Is greater, much more spacious than any need or challenge that arises and passes away in this space. And simply seeing that, even for a millisecond, is very powerful. That no conditions in your life right now need to be different for you to be in touch, for you to feel a sense of well-being and happiness and contentment, even if for just a split second. And if there are thoughts visiting you, judgments, oh, you can't, this is not right, can't do this, just thank them. Thank you for your opinion. Put them down. And come back. Happiness is available freely in our human condition it's our habit pattern to turn towards challenge and difficulty. Not to say there isn't plenty in every human life, but there is this deep wellspring, this spring within of happiness and well-being. That can bubble up regardless of the external conditions. Just this in-breath, just this out-breath, letting all the contemplations go right now. And just coming back to the sensations of your body. Feeling of your bottom, the cushion or the chair, your feet, your legs, your hands. This body breathing, sensing. Letting the body be soft and relaxed. Witnessing each breath at a time, calming, soothing. Happiness, well-being is a choice I make. ask yourself if there can be a sense of ease and calm within. As a wellspring of stability, happiness, well-being in your life. So as I mentioned at the beginning, this well-guided meditation, at first we spend some time with the breath and the body to stabilize, to become more present. And then it was an invitation to explore the sense of calm, steadiness, pleasantness that's available in the body, present right here, right now, regardless of external conditions. And to see that even if there are challenges in the body pain, that doesn't have to take center stage and fill all of your perceptions, that there's plenty of space. It really depends on what we turn our attention to, what we incline our minds, our perception to. I mean, in a deep sense, our reality is created. It depends on what we tend to what we choose to attend to, how we perceive. And this is also concordant with what quantum physics tells us, that there's nothing about an experience, an object, that's independent of the observer. So really, as an observer of what is happening in our lives, we are really deeply creating our own realities. So we have time tonight for some interactive exercise in community. So I'm going to describe in a moment what we're going to do, and you don't have to, and you are definitely encouraged to, especially if you're feeling a little apprehensive about, I'm not sure if I want to talk to people. Both research, well, there is a research on this that people who are in this situation, they often misguess. They don't guess correctly how they're going to feel about it. Actually, if they go get over the hump and have the interaction, they're very glad they did. And I also, every time I ask people if they're apprehensive and whether they were, hands go up. Were you glad you interact with others? Same hands go up. So, but again, you don't have to. It's a choice you make. So, the moment we will get into groups of three and really the process is what's more important, not so much the prompt. I'll tell you the prompt in a moment. But what's really important is the process of interaction. The interactive exercise is a way to take our practice into daily life. It's really a sandbox here at safe space of IMC with other practitioners to just speak for a few minutes. So the way this works is I will get into groups of three, and each person will be speaking for about a minute or two. So you'll be listening twice and speaking once. When you're listening, try to feel your body. Try to stay embodied instead of going to your head thinking about what you're going to say next. Or stay embodied. So start practicing now as you're listening to me. See if you can feel a part of your body as you're listening to me. Can you feel your feet? Can you feel your hands? Can you feel your bottom on the cushion? not too hard, right? Yeah, you can do both at the same time. Hear me and also feel part of your body. Now, the second part of mindfulness of listening in this exercise tonight is to offer your full presence. Not thinking about what you're going to say, not interrupting, really giving your full presence to the person who's speaking to you. It's the biggest gift we can give each other. And it's a great practice for daily life. Just give your full presence. That's all. Stay embodied. Give your full presence and listen with kindness, as if they can say nothing wrong in this 1 or 2 minutes monologue. They can say nothing wrong. See what it feels like. If you just listen with kindness, feeling that this other person is just like you, they're not so different from you. So, embodiment, feeling your body, giving your full presence, attention, and listening with kindness. If you're speaking, try to stay embodied, feeling your body. It's a little more challenging. It takes more practice. So if it doesn't happen, it's okay. Don't be tough on yourself. Stay embodied. Speak from your heart. Whatever you like to share or not, speak from your body, your heart, not from your heads. See what that feels like. And know that you're speaking for yourself. You're not speaking for the other people. They're just there holding presence. It's profound practice to be held witness by other people who are not interrupting you. It's really profound practice and experience. You're speaking just for yourself, not to educate them, not to impress them. No, you're speaking to be held witness. So share as little or as much as you want and just try it on for size. Really, the process is what's more important. So, any questions before I give you the prompt about how this is going to work? Okay, so the prompt is, how was this guided meditation for you? How was the practice for you? There's no right or wrong. You can say, I fell asleep, I fidgeted the whole time, I thought about a problem. You can say, I loved it. It doesn't matter what you say. It's not about what so much. It's about this interactive process and also being witnessed. Yeah? Any question? So we're not judging each other. It's just we're practicing. You're practicing community. And anything that happened for you or didn't happen is just fine. Don't judge yourself. Nobody else is going to do that either. You came here, you tried. Yay! It's already, you get an A+. That's all that matters. You brought yourself here to practice. Anything extra, anything on top of that, even a split second of anything is just cherry on top of the cake. So, and my invitation is, if you came here with someone, please don't get in a group with them. Please get into a group with people you don't know. Yeah? Okay. So please self-organize groups of three. Okay. And if you need a partner, raise your hand. And each person will have a monologue. They will not be interrupted. Great. Okay, so first of all, are there people who had some apprehensions about doing the conversations? Raise your hand if you were apprehensive, like, I don't want to do this at the beginning. Kind of, okay. Were you glad you did it? Yes. Every time. I should make this into a more formal research project. So, what did you discover? What did you learn? What came up for you, both in the interactive exercise, which is a practice in and of itself, as well as the guided meditation? What came up for you? What worked? What didn't? What you realized? Reflections and questions, welcome. Please. And then here.
Toward the end you said, we choose what we attend to.
Yeah.
And it felt like that summed it up pretty well. Yeah. For me, at least it did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So tell me a little more. When it summed it up for you, how did it land for you? I'd love to hear more in your words, if that's okay.
It's it's kind of the theme that's been going on for me the last month or two that I've been, yeah. I mean, I've come more, longer than that, but that's where it's, things are going. And I was telling the group, I was in the group of people in Redwood City that had electricity but lost Comcast.
Oh.
No computer, no phone, no internet.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it would bother me very much, but, you know, having the internet available can be like a drug because it's there when you want to escape.
Yeah,
you know, I took some adjusting. I was just getting adjusted, then it came back on, so I had to think about that.
Oh, wow.
I had to think about what to attend to.
What? Oh, wow, powerful. What a powerful practice opportunity this has provided for you. Beautiful. Great. Love it. Love it. So we can thank PG&E and Comcast for this practice opportunity. But, no, but seriously, it's just really like when you realize when it's gone, like, wow, okay, when it's how beautiful. I, you said it so well. Yeah, thank you. Over here, please.
Thank you. I was the first in our group and was a little apprehensive about going first.
Yeah.
And I noticed that my body relaxed more as the others spoke, and I was more in accordance with what they were saying. So it felt good to listen.
Nice, nice. And thank you for sharing that. It's it is often a gift for the when the first person speaks. It is more challenging because we haven't been warmed up in the group. The resonance of the group hasn't been built. So please know that others in your group did appreciate the you kind of like going for it. It's always that's part of this process. So thank you for going first. Yeah, and you just and it's interesting to see that it gets easier. Did other people experience that too in their groups? Kind of, yeah? Yeah, I see some nods. Yeah, people who went first. Yeah, thanks. What else? What else did you discover about this? Up here, please.
I think when you said speak for yourself,
yeah.
I think that struck a chord. I think, especially these days, we all are trying to kind of create our own stories to tell. And it's we've almost gotten into that habit of how will you be perceived? Let's create the best story.
Right. Yeah.
Modality. Right. So. Finding it harder and harder to kind of speak from your heart piece. So that was a good reminder, I thought.
Nice. Nice. Thank you for that. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. And it sounds like that really resonated with you as an instruction to just really speak instead of trying to create this narrative that usually our minds do that, especially in Silicon Valley, you being here. Yeah. Thank you. So regarding the guided practice, what came up for you there specifically about being in touch with a nugget of well-being, with happiness in the body, in the mind, and seeing that there can be that, even if there's pain or other conditions that are not perfect, but there can be happiness. Anyone who would like to comment? Yes, please.
I think this is human nature to focus on things that are not going well.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think it's just lifelong training as an engineer to think about, oh, what can go wrong in the system?
Mm-hmm.
Not everything that's going well, but even one thing can completely mess up the system. So I think that's why we, even in our life, right, we, even though I'm happy, I should be, but you always think about, oh man, you know, how can I set that right over there?
Yeah. So was it possible to get in touch with a sense of happiness and well-being in this practice, in this guided meditation?
Yes,
for you?
I think that's and that's the practice, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not just in the class, but in everyday life.
Exactly, yeah. You can be happy regardless of conditions. But one last comment back there, please.
Yeah, and there were two things. One is the setup is pretty good. You don't have to say anything. So then nobody's expecting you to say anything, and you don't expect that from yourself. So that was nice. So no pressure on just hearing. And the other thing, I saw like a texture of different feelings. Usually I get some feelings from the other person. Mm-hmm. But this time, because I didn't have to say anything, I was just completely open to what they said. And I saw another level of feelings and another level of feelings. And another level, like different levels. And the more I felt the way, I was like, how do I feel now? Mm-hmm. I could see more things from that person.
Lovely. So what you're sharing is that because you didn't have to comment, you didn't have to say, yes, or ask questions in the conversation, you could actually see, be more present for the levels of your own feelings and perceptions and be more present, really be more present for yourself and for the other person because you're not preparing what to say. Yeah, lovely. Thank you. That is another beautiful gift that we can give to other people when we're not interrupting them. Yeah. Great. Well, we could comment on the practice, both practices, a lot more, but the time has come to bring Happy Hour to a close. So thank you all for coming to Happy Hour and practicing here together in person, and also for all of those who apparently listen to Happy Hour online. Yay! May we all be happy. May we all be well. All beings everywhere. Everywhere, including ourselves. Take care and see you next week. Thank you. Thank you.